Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for September 9th, 2021. But before we dive in, I'd absolutely love it if you could drop a 5-star review of this podcast on your platform of choice. It just really helps us reach more people and I would appreciate it. But let's get back to our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So just a month after the first preview, Google is releasing or has released the first Pixel 6 ad with a For All You Are tagline. This 30-second video provides our first real non-rendered glimpse of the hardware. It starts by literally turning up the volume or showing Android 12's new slider UI and asking, what if smartphones weren't just smart? Spliced in between is a shot of somebody picking up a face-down Pixel 6 Pro in gold. This ad unfortunately does not provide a good live look at the Pixel 6's screen, which Google has yet to really show off outside of renders. That said, we do get to see how the bottom bezel is thicker than the other three sides. What if your phone saw you for who you are is another tagline accompanied by four clips of people holding the Pixel 6 in different color variants, the gold version, the white version, the green and teal 6 and the orange 6 devices. This is notable as Google in August did not allow any publication to take live pictures of the hardware and only provided official renders which make a reappearance in this trailer. The ad highlights three aspects of the Pixel 6 and its relation to you. There's a learning tagline with the same glimmering shot of the custom Google chip, and thanks to Tensor, the Pixel 6 is considered the first ever all Google device. There's another evolving tagline where Material U and Android 12 and its apps are highlighted. And then there's another adapting tagline which highlights dynamic color theming of your device. The first ever Pixel 6 ad ends with the oncoming in fall 2021 and a For All You Are taglines that will probably be how Google markets the Pixel 6 in videos and print media. The company is appealing to the idea of a smart, personalized device that adapts to you. This primarily is done thanks to Material U, but hopefully there are some other smart software features that do come with the Pixel 6 hardware. Nearly 7 months have passed since Google's first release of the first developer preview of its next major mobile OS release. Android 12 Beta 5, though, is available and the final update and release candidate for that matter before the public launch. That unveil is officially a few weeks away, as today's release candidate comes 4 weeks after Beta 4. Android 12 Beta 5 features the latest fixes and optimizations that weren't included with Beta 4.1 at the end of last month. Developers are advised to complete final testing and publish app as well as SDK and library compatibility updates. The top changes to test include the privacy dashboard, microphone and camera indicators and quick settings toggles, clipboard red toast notifications, the stretch overscroll animations, splash screen animations, and key gen cryptographic changes. Android 12 Beta 5 system images are available now for the Pixel 3 all the way through to the Pixel 5a, as well as via the Android emulator. Those on Beta 4.1 should have seen an OTA update, and if you do need help, there is always a full guide in the show notes below giving you information on how to install Android 12 for yourself. Breaking from the recent yearly release, Cadence, the next version of Android to release, might be a mid-cycle bump, an Android 12.1 if you will, rather than Android 13. By all measures, Android 12 is a significant release for Google's phones, amongst other things, revamping the design with Material U, which matches the system and your apps to your wallpaper's colours. In the coming months, we should see more of how Android 12 will improve other companies' phones, with Samsung set to beta test One UI 4.0 in the next few weeks. Normally, this would be about the time that we would set our sights on 2022's Android release, presumed to be Android 13. In fact, Android 13's internal dessert name has been discovered. However, it seems that there may be another stop in the journey. A new Android code change suggests that what is now known as Tiramisu, or Android 13, will be API level 33, which is two levels higher than the forthcoming Android 12, which will be API 31. We've also discovered a newer code change that directly confirms that Android 13 will be API 33 for ourselves. Adding to that, it's directly stated that API level 32 will be SC-V2. In this instance, SC is just shorthand for Android 12's internal dessert name, Snoke, which is known as Snowcone, while V2 implies that Snowcone will get a version 2. In almost every case over the last 13 years of Android's history, a change to the API level has coincided with a change to Android's version number. However, this would be the first time since 2017 that Google has felt the need to put out a second mid-cycle upgrade for a particular Android build. At that time, Android Oreo got a bump from 8.0 to 8.1 at the end of the year, with the update debuting on Pixel and Nexus phones. A similar mid-cycle 0.01 release schedule also occurred following Android Nougat and Lollipop. Following that pattern, it's quite possible that this SZ-V2 update will be called Android 12.1 when it launches. So what can we expect from such an Android 12.1 upgrade then? Well, whatever is changing must be both important enough to justify a mid-cycle release and also drastic enough that Google couldn't add it all to Android 12 while keeping the API stable for developers. For now, there aren't many clues to go on, especially as more parts of Android have become more updatable without needing a major upgrade thanks to mainline modules. A comment in another code change, we see that SZV2 will also introduce some tweaks to the Window Manager APIs, which would definitely affect app developers. It's too early to say when this supposed 12.1 release would happen, but the earliest available evidence suggests that Google has been preparing for it since at least May. In past examples of mid-cycle releases, the new Android version bump would see a release within a few months of the major version's launch, though. And finally, ahead of the release of the Xiaomi 11T Pro and 11T, the Chinese firm is promising extended support for the upcoming Duo with 3 years of OS updates and a further year of regular security patches. This update pledge goes beyond the current support levels already provided for the firm's Mi 11 Ultra device, which is expected to get just 2 OS updates and receive security patches on a 90-day schedule. Although not yet officially announced, the Xiaomi 11T series will be offered 3 full system updates up to and including Android 14. Beyond that, a further year of security patches will be offered, but Xiaomi did not confirm just how often these will arrive. While this is great for those intrigued or interested in the upcoming Xiaomi 11T hardware, the firm has yet to confirm if older or existing devices will be given further long-term support. However, Xiaomi confirmed that it will evaluate the possibility of bringing the extended Android system and security updates to more Xiaomi hardware. This is great news for fans and owners, but it will be examined on a device-by-device basis to meet Xiaomi's sustainability and environmental responsibility goals. As the new number 2 global smartphone manufacturer, the firm would follow Samsung and Google's lead by offering extended updates and support for their devices and in turn making them easier to recommend. A prior leak also indicates that the 11T Pro will come packing the Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 chipset, 8GB of RAM and 128 and 2 or 256GB of internal storage and even super fast 120W charging. It's expected to launch on September 15th in a global launch event. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend? It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.